Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 28th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we have a cricket update and also the impact of COVID on both cricket and other sports in New Zealand, or the COVID lockdown that's been announced by the government last night. In the rugby, we have Super Rugby action in both Aotearoa and AU, as well as Six Nations news to bring you up to date with. Currently, Wales are playing England in that one. It's 22-14. We'll bring that results as during the show. We'll also pop over to the A-League in Australia, and also the New Zealand Premiership for our football action, the NBA and the NBL for basketball. We'll bring up speed in the golf, where both Tim Wilkinson and Lydia Ko were going fantastic yesterday, as well as an update in the boxing. And let's kick off with the boxing. During the actual bout itself between Joseph Parker and Junior Fa, the COVID announcement was made, but it was all fine to carry on as the levels change at 6 a.m. this morning, or an hour ago now. In the end, the fight went the full 12 rounds. In the end, it was Parker who came out on top with a unanimous points decision from the ref, from the judges, scored 119-109. 115-113 and 117-111. And that improves his record to 28 wins and 2 losses. And also his record over Junior Fa to 3 wins to 2 losses. But those, remember, 4 of those fights were as amateurs. Junior Fa now has has his first loss of his professional career at 19 wins and 1 loss. But this is his first bout against a previous world champ, so no disgrace there from Junior Fa. Let's move on to that COVID news then, and the T20s that were announced for Eden Park next Friday are going to be relocated to Wellington and played with no crowds. The doubleheader in Tauranga or Mount Maunganui is still due to take place on the Sunday. The netball tests between the Silver Ferns and the Australia Diamonds are taking place on Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Only the last of those games could potentially have a crowd. There is also question marks over the opening round of the America's Cup next Saturday. The Super Rugby action next weekend are going to be held in Hamilton and Christchurch, so presumably those will go ahead without crowds. The Blues are not travelling back to Auckland from Wellington because they wouldn't be able to train under level 3, and so they are looking at what needs to happen there. The Athletics National Championships, Track and Field Championships, which are supposed to be held in Hastings next weekend, have been called off, as obviously the Auckland athletes couldn't make it to that event. Staying with cricket then, and today we have the third one-day international between New Zealand and England on the women's side. That starts at 11 a.m. this morning down there in Dunedin. Let's move on then to the football. And in the New Zealand Premiership, we had three games yesterday. Wellington beats Hamilton Wanderers 3-2. Canterbury United got a big win over Wellington Phoenix Reserves 5-1, or development team, sorry. And Auckland City were held to a 2-2 draw with Waitakere United. That allows Team Wellington to close the gap to just 2 points at the top of the table now. 8 wins, 4 draws and 2 losses for Auckland, and 7 wins, 5 draws and 2 losses for Wellington. Still one more game today, and that is between Hawke's Bay United and Eastern Suburbs FC. Sticking with the football and moving over to the A-League, and we had two games yesterday. Adelaide United beat Western Sydney Wanderers there, and Western United beat Melbourne Victory in that one. That sees Adelaide United up into fifth and Western United up into seventh with those two results. Two games today. Sydney FC will take on MacArthur FC. MacArthur FC also the new team going really well up in third place. And Newcastle Jets in ninth will host Wellington Phoenix, who are in 12th. So Wellington Phoenix looking for their second victory of the season there. A win there would see them climb above Melbourne Victory in the table. Sticking in Australia for the National Basketball League, it was over there. Two games again yesterday. Melbourne United beat the Kings in a tight one. A comeback win there for them, winning 83-80, coming back, having trailed all the way through until the fourth quarter in that one. Melbourne United being led by Jock Landell with 20 points there. The Kings, Dejan Vazjevic scored 22 points, but it wasn't enough for his team, and Casper Ware with 21. The Breakers took on the 36ers, and wow, this one was over early as the Breakers took a massive lead in the first quarter. Winning the first quarter 32-6. They won every single quarter after that to win the game 106-62. A massive win for the struggling Breakers. They were led by Ty Webster and Corey Webster, both scoring 29 points. Ty Webster also got 11 assists for a double-double in that one. The 36ers, well, they Isaac Humphries retired from the all. And he played 4 minutes as a starter there, so that probably hurt them. But Jack McVeigh came off the bench, played 24 minutes and scored 20 points for them to lead them, or to lead the scoring for the 36ers. But as we say, a dominant victory by the Breakers in that one. Unfortunately, that still means the Breakers are bottom of the table, beating fifth place 36ers in that one. Yes, there is a special tournament going on. I've not been keeping track of it, but the 76ers have got 7 points on the table for that one in the special tournament that's happening at the moment. It's a tournament, mini tournament within the overall tournament there. Thank you for that update, Simon Hughes, in the live chat. Moving over to the USA for the NBA then, and 9 games yesterday. Some key results there. So the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 102-93, and the Clippers beat the Grizzlies 119-99. Their West Coast rivals, though, the Jazz lost the Heat 124-116. So over the West Conference now, the Jazz lead the Clippers and the Lakers in that one. The Jazz with 26 wins and the Clippers with 24. Eastern Conference still the 76ers leading the Nets and the Bucks. In action today, Stephen Adams Pelicans will be playing the Spurs. That starts at 2 p.m. New Zealand time. in one of seven games. The Jazz will also take on the Magic. The 76ers take on the Cavaliers in other key games as well. Sticking in the USA, let's talk about the golf then. First off, the European Tour is over there playing the WGC Mexico Championship. Currently, Kopica at leads at 11 under, one shot clear of the chasing pack. No Kiwis involved in that one. Tim Wilkinson in the Puerto Rico Open has slipped back a bit. He's in tied 12th at the moment in the third round. He is at 8 under par, three shots behind Wu, who is leading the event at the moment, but still a very good tournament for him. But Lydia Ko has been the one that has been lighting it up for Kiwis. She was leading the Gainbridge LPGA. Unfortunately, she's now in tied second at 11 under par, just one shot behind Choi, who is leading that one in the third round. So Lydia Ko right at the pointy end of things there. Can she pull off the win? We'll be keeping track of her progress here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget, you'll hear all those results on the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. every single morning of the week. Let's get on to the rugby then. And in the Six Nations, Ireland cruised past Italy 48-10. Italy did get the first points on the board, but Ireland cruised out to a big halftime lead and finished that one off comfortably. Currently, Wales are playing England, and it's in the second half. Wales are leading that one 24-17 at the moment. In the Super Rugby, and do join us at 8 p.m. this evening for the Super Rugby review show. We'll review all four games from this weekend. We had two games last night. The Hurricanes took on the Blues, and the Blues came out of the blocks firing, getting an early try in that one, only for them to not take opportunities to score points see that the Hurricanes came back into it. The Hurricanes took their threes when they were on offer. The Blues didn't, and that meant the Hurricanes led 11-7 at half time in that one, even though the Blues, as I say, had plenty of opportunities in the half. The Blues came out again in the second half and struck early when Akira Iwani broke down the side. And eventually a crossfield kick from Black found Caleb Clark to collect and score easily. We also lost Blackadder. Hurricanes even lost Blackwell in that first half to a yellow card, but didn't give up points during that. They lost the second yellow card in the second half. Karifi got called for a cynical foul. Soon after that, Perifetta went over untouched to score a try off the back of a scrum to give the Blues a 11-21 lead. Amua was having a good game, and he picked up his second try of the game to get the Hurricanes back into it. An interesting talking point will be whether the conversion went over or not. Cameras looked like it did, but the umpires called that it had gone over the top of the sticks and it would have hit one of the sticks, and therefore was not allowed. And that would have closed it up, but instead it's meant that the Blues were able to knock over a penalty, which gave them a two-score lead. The Hurricanes chasing the game then, and Rico Iwani scored a winger's try, even though he was playing in the centres there, to seal things at 16-31. Perhaps a little flattering for the Blues, considering the way that they executed on the night, but a comfortable win, a good win for them to start the season. After that, we saw the Brumbies versus the Waratahs, whilst the Waratahs again took the lead in that one with an early penalty, it really was Brumbies all of the way. Their set piece was just way too strong, and there was way too organised, as the Waratahs' defence was made to pay. 26-10 at half-time, but really was second half where the Brumbies turned the screw, getting a early try with Nick White spinning it through to make it 33-10, and it finished 61-10 in the end. And so a big record victory there for the Brumbies over the Waratahs. It looks like it's going to be a long, old season for the Tars, and the Brumbies and the Reds look at the moment to be on the way to meet in the final in that one. Let's be honest. Also, over in the Supercars, and Shane Van Gisbergen has claimed the what won the opening race at Mount Panorama on Saturday. The congratulations to him with that one. We will be keeping track of how the Supercars goes during the season here on New Zealand Sports Radio. So do keep it locked here for the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. every single morning. Also, folks, if you would like to support New Zealand Sports Radio, this independent sports opinions and news source for you, then do go to patreon.com/NZ Sport Radio, where you can support us for as little as a dollar a month there. All of those are much appreciated. Oh, and don't forget, folks, even though we are at level two, and the Waihi bombing competition will be going ahead today, weather dependent. It has been raining, so hopefully it clears up. I'm looking at going down there, and so look out for footage of me bombing into the river, and let's see if I can pick up any prizes for my big splash.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.